wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long.
Shut up, bitch!
Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Sticks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier. How's
fart.
Things going, buddy?
Fart fingers.
Fart fingers, you say? We will be joined more sooner than later by our other co-hosts. Or at least that's what I was told.
Excellent.
And I hope that Drunk shows up. Because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the grand return of America's favorite internet radio game show, What's in Drunk's Mouth?
And the way that you play the game is you bet on if Drunk shows up for the game show. Oh, and Starry Spice bet $5 that Drunk wasn't here. She won $5.
But is that $5 that he doesn't come at all, or that he isn't here right now?
He wasn't here right now, yeah.
Nobody would take that action ever,
mm-mm,
that he would be here on time.
You would not win that bet often.
The phone number to get a hold of the show isn't at the top of the screen. So I'm gonna take a guess at it. I'm going to say 309-740-1430. That sounds right, right?
Yes, or contact us on the Skypes.
It. Or Skype at WFO Dick, sure. Actually, no. Travis runs the WFO Dick's Skype account. So if
Excellent.
You want to Skype us right now, Skype Radio Fubar. When Travis arrives, Skype WFO Dick's. I'm trying to make this as easy on you as possible.
Especially with the tape delay.
Right.
So when Travis gets here, you could have called him 45 seconds ago.
Travis could already be here by the time you're hearing this.
Yeah, you won't,
we're saying.
You won't know.
You won't really know because there is a 45-second delay. Napier, I'm excited about a lot of things. I know that a lot of times I get on this little soapbox of ours and I just talk about all the things that I don't like. But today I'm going to talk about a whole bunch of things that I do like, followed by things I don't like.
Have you ever tried staring up at the ceiling while you go pee and thinking, you know, if I was laying down on the ground, I bet I could still hit that.
The ceiling?
Yeah.
With your pee?
Yeah.
No, I don't have that kind of force.
Well, you don't, but...
I mean, have you ever just, like, been in the bathtub and just been like, you know, there's so much water in here that a little pee isn't really going to make that big of a difference, and I'm way too lazy to get up and go pee in the toilet.
Yeah, it'll kill your athlete's foot.
Right, right. And so, but when I pee, it doesn't go very high at all.
Oh, you just get a higher watermark?
It really just kind of pees right back onto myself.
You got
I
your...
feel that my pee is mostly gravity.
So you would not fare very well in space, like it wouldn't come out?
No, it would. I mean, it would probably just would, like, stay there, though.
If you punched yourself in the bladder, would it, like, shoot all over the place?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
In space, it is.
Like, if you punch yourself, does it go farther?
Yeah, you got to punch yourself.
You put more, it's like putting your thumb over the hose?
No, that's when you twist your peener while you're peeing.
Oh. Right now, there's a teaser out for the new Jennifer Lopez song with that Iggy Azalea broad called Booty.
Yeah.
The name of the song is Booty. And the song is mainly, if you like big booties, put your hands in the air. And that Meghan Trainor song, the all about the bass, I am bringing booty back, that song?
Yeah.
It's the number 2 song in America right now. Number 3 song in America, Nicki Minaj song about her big fat ass called Anaconda. So this Jennifer Lopez single is supposedly coming out next week. So in theory, we could have three of the top 10 songs in America all be explicitly about big butts.
Hey,
and
Mike.
How you like them. You like big butts, and so we're going to sing about big butts. We're just going to have an entire top 10. All the songs in the country are just going to be about big butts.
You know who has a shit ton of free time to listen to singles and buy them?
Who?
People who don't go outside a whole fucking bunch.
And they like big butts?
No, they have big
they
butts.
They Google big butts, and then they find singles, and then they listen to them, and that's what's happening?
I'm sure some of them do, but I'm pretty sure most of them just want to do the It Relates to Me song.
Because I have a big butt, and yeah. I've been sitting in this chair a lot.
And screw
that,
pretty girls, because they're bitches.
That's the target market for the big butt songs, is like computer nerds and stuff that sit at home and eat a lot of Doritos?
Or shut-ins.
Shut-ins are like, hey, they're talking about me.
Yeah.
Because I have a big butt.
Well, I mean, if you want to go with the law of averages, there are probably way more uglier broads than hot broads.
You know what? I'll give my opinion about big butts.
Yes.
Big butts are okay. Small butts are also okay.
I don't like small butts.
I mean, small butts are fine. I see a small butt every now and then, and I say, that's an okay butt. I see big butts, I like them too. Don't hear many small butt songs.
No,
I don't hear many, I like skinny girls, skinny girls, skinny girls. You don't hear that, because that would probably be...
creepy.
Creepy, yeah. It'd probably be politically incorrect. There'd probably be a bunch of fatties that say, hey, what are you trying to say? That all girls have to starve themselves so that you like their butts?
Yep.
This is going to be the positivity episode. This is going to be all the things that I love.
As long as it's not an AIDS test.
Don't you feel we just bring too much damn negativity to this show?
No, and fuck you for mentioning it.
Don't you think that we should, like, tell people what's good? Or the good stuff?
Big butts are good.
Big butts are okay. Travis posted a thing on Facebook about... a biodegradable urn that also has like a pine tree seed in it.
Yeah.
And like you can die and be cremated and get put in this pine tree thing and make a biodegradable tree urn. So like you could become a tree.
So instead of worms eating you for like a few months to a year, you have a tree that is going to be constantly eating you.
Right.
Forever.
You're feeding a giant tree that eventually someone will cut down and make into a Christmas tree. So you'll be in somebody's living room. That's kind of weird. But it's fun, though, right? But see, the thing is, like, he just posted it, and he didn't, like, comment on it, so I didn't really know what his thoughts were of it either way. Like, you know, I didn't know if he was, like, making fun of it, because it's kind of a hippie thing. Hippies might think this is a neat thing, I would imagine. But
yeah.
I thought it was kind of neat. It's an idea.
Yeah, somebody could one day cut down the tree that used to be a part of you turn it into a pegging rod.
Creepy, all the real estate that we have across the world, like just where like we've buried people that have lived and like put a rock with their name on it over it. Don't you think it's weird that there's just so many, like, buried dead people around? Can't we just, like, use them all for something? I think we've talked about this before.
Do you have an idea for a puppet show?
No, I mean, like, you know, all these body parts, we could probably use them for something, right?
Like a puppet show?
I mean, like, if you can make trees, then you could probably, like fuel cars or like, heat houses or something. There's something you could do with all this stuff better than burying us in the ground with a rock over us.
I can think of nothing more noble than being fuel to be used for a soccer mom's weekend getaway to fuck her boyfriend while her husband doesn't know about
it. You die and you become like the way that your family gets from place to place for like the next couple of weeks, right? I mean, that's better than just being taken up space in the ground.
I kind of like taking...
Don't you think you could dig like way deeper and just like start way at the bottom and just start stacking people?
I would really appreciate it if in my death I inconvenienced the most people possible. I'd rather, like, you would think that, you know, one person taking up a shallow grave pit wouldn't be too inconvenient, but when you stack all of us up together, it becomes, you know, a thing where people could live. And then you think, no, fuck you. I'm sitting here forever. I paid my $500, so now I live here now. Forever.
Do you want to hear another thing I love?
Yes.
Guy in San Antonio, right? He's 42, lives with a roommate.
His mom.
No, him and some guy. They live together.
Oh.
His roommate, it's his birthday, right?
Okay.
Goes to a bar on his birthday. Brings home two broads.
That's so fair.
Like, he's plowing two broads.
Oh, I thought you meant he got one for his friend.
No. He's having a threesome, a menage a trois with two ladies in his bedroom.
Already he sounds selfish.
On his birthday.
It's his still.
Birthday. I mean, like, in your lifetime, that probably won't happen. This guy, he finally achieved his dream.
Mike, when you know, have your friends over for your birthday, do you eat all of the cake? You might have bought the cake, but do you eat all of the cake?
What's really sad is, I mean, apparently from this story, he didn't invite his roommate to his birthday party, which is probably what he was upset about, I would imagine. I mean, you know, if I'm out with my friends for my birthday, my roommate I didn't invite, when I come home and, like, I obviously have been partying, I bring home two broads from my birthday party, and you know, there's going to be questions. Like, why didn't you? I mean, Napier, you'd never have a birthday party and not invite me, right? We're friends.
I'm pretty sure I've had several, probably from at least, like, 13 on down.
Hi, Travis.
Travis is here.
Yay!
Yay for Travis being here.
Travis.
What's up?
I'm talking about the guy who his roommate had a menage a trois on his birthday. So this fella's pissed off that his roommate is making a ruckus. It wasn't made clear. But he kicks in this guy's door and stabs him multiple times in the neck and the back and the shoulders. Puts him in the hospital. Didn't kill him, but he was really upset that this guy was having a three-way.
Maybe he had angry gonads.
So are we assuming that he burst into the door, didn't say a damn word, and like stabbed him in the back and neck while he was penetrating these ladies?
I mean, we could assume that drunk. I mean, Travis. But I'm not really sure what this. I assume there had to have been a conversation, right? It couldn't just go straight to stabbing.
Maybe this guy is always banging two chicks in the apartment, and the roommate, really what he was angry about was the fact that he was never invited to join in with these two ladies that the guy was constantly bringing in the house.
I love when a good headline crosses my desk, you know?
So the real question here is, did he finish?
No, he was stabbed. He was multiple times.
He wasn't being stabbed during the entire thing.
Oh, you think he waited till he was done?
I would have. That's the neighborly thing to do.
Like, as soon as he saw his O-face start, that's when he decided to plunge the knife into his body?
Yeah, maybe he thought it was like choke jacking, and he was going to give his friend some extra excitement.
Make it real. Make it memorable.
Oh, it feels like you're tearing the asshole out of me.
Travis, what's new, buddy?
You know, football started yesterday. I watched some of that.
Yeah?
That's it. I it's boring here. Nothing is new.
The only highlight I saw about football was that dude cold cocking his wife to the ground.
You probably shouldn't do that.
No, right? No, you really shouldn't.
Well, I mean, he looked like a professional boxer in that video. Like it was one hit, and he just knocked her the fuck out.
And I'm not gonna be the misogynist asshole, whatever it is that blames
and say
the victim.
She probably pressed the wrong button
or anything like that. But a week after he's indicted for assaulting her, they got married. So this chick married him.
Stockholm syndrome, man.
You think that's what it is?
It's gotta be.
It's kind of like, I mean, like, if this was such a serious thing to the victim, then she wouldn't have married him recently after it happened.
Maybe she was thinking half his shit.
And I'm not at all defending the situation. I think it's bullshit. I think the guy should probably go to jail. You don't fucking do that. It's gross. The thing that really irritates me about the whole thing is the NFL knew that he punched her months ago, and they gave him a two-game suspension for it. So, like, is it just because the public now has seen an actual video of it?
It's the power of social media.
But, I was watching the 49ers game last night, and there's a guy on the team named Ray McDonald. He's standing on the sidelines. They go to him, and Joe Buck starts talking about how he was arrested last week for apparently beating up his wife at some party. But he's allowed to play because although he was arrested for it, you know, he hasn't been formally charged with it yet. So we're just going to pretend it doesn't happen. They're just going to continue to use him. They're going to continue to put him out there and pretend like everything's okay. And then what? In a couple of weeks when he's actually charged, they're going to act, oh, wow, well, we didn't know about this. Jeez. There's video of it. So now we have to act like we're, you know, fake outraged like this, you know, like we didn't know about it when they're talking about it on Fox. On Fox at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're seeing a guy being paid millions of dollars to play a game who punched his wife a couple of days ago.
Maybe the NFL couldn't get enough hush money out in time.
Well, that's exactly what it is. They're suppressing these guys. These guys are multimillionaires. They're making a bunch of money, like you said, to play a game. But they're like bringing ratings in. They're selling ad space. So, of course, they want to like just kind of push it to the side and say, oh, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I think it's partially the victim's fault, you know, and she kind of said so herself. So we're just going to kind of sweep it under the rug and let this Ray Rice, who sells fucking jerseys sells tickets.
I wonder in the time between the two-game suspension and them getting rid of him permanently, I wonder how many Ray Rice jerseys they sold in that time.
It depends. How many of them were shipped to wife beater country? Bet half of them were sold to Arkansas alone.
Well, now we're kind of moving into negativity, Travis. I was trying to keep it positive.
Okay, well, at least he didn't beat any dogs.
That's true. He did not beat up any dogs. He didn't set any of them on fire or electrocute them or anything like that.
And I think that's where you're going to look at this is Ray Rice. He's a very talented football player. I think he should follow the Michael Vick paradigm. He should, you know, they should put him in prison. He should get out of prison. He should apologize at the gates of the prison when he's let out. And somebody like Philadelphia will pick him up and put him on their bench. And then he'll play football and he'll sell jerseys again.
Maybe he should go the Mike Tyson route, because after Mike Tyson got put in jail for raping abroad, he went on to do the Hangover series.
And now he flies pigeons, too.
He has a new cartoon that's coming on Adult Swim. It looks really funny.
It does look funny.
It looks like a Scooby-Doo, kind of.
Do you think Robin Givens thinks that's great, that he has a cartoon on a children's network, you know?
I hope so. I hope she thinks it's hilarious. Norm MacDonald voices the pigeon. I'm going to watch the shit out of it.
I don't know how I couldn't watch it.
He didn't punch me.
Yeah.
We could go either way here, Napier. Do you want to talk about something that I love or something that I hate?
Let's talk about love, because that's the theme of today's show.
All you need is love.
Me and Travis are absolutely in love with this next story so much that we're currently writing a musical about it. That's a teaser for next week, because
what's so great about that is how organic that started. It's like, hey Mike, look at this story. Oh, let's talk about it a little bit. Hey, guess what would be really funny? A musical.
You know what? I do not love Angry Orchard hard cider.
I'm not
a fan of this.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to drink it, but I'm not going to enjoy it. But the musical that we're writing, there's a Minnesota hardware store employee who he wanted his female coworker to notice him. So he began jacking in her coffee and on her desk. And the victim noticed that her coffee tasted weird. So when they she confronted him. Like she found him in her office jacking on her desk.
Yeah, she walked in and he turned around with his dick in his hands like, hi, it's me.
So they arrested this guy. Apparently he's been doing it since February. He's just been jacking in her coffee, jacking in her, because that's the way you get somebody to notice you. I mean, certainly if someone was jacking in my coffee and I ended up finding out about it, I'd remember that person. That is a memorable thing to do. However, the romantic implications, I don't know how that would have worked.
Well, he probably just got bad advice from some, like, old codger, some dude he met at the park. Like, how do I attract a lady? Oh, well, you have to make your scent all about her living quarters, like the dogs do. And so he just jerked it off every single day, like, not missing a beat. That is love.
Travis, that's another scene for our musical.
He was
is him getting advice from the old codger.
You know, back in my day, when we wanted a lady to notice us, we just put our man juice in her coffee cup.
We would get sloshed on rye, beat their faces in, and then make them pregnant. Now nobody wants them.
You know, what's super funny about this, and it's probably not even funny, it's probably more sad, is that this guy obviously never grew up, because you remember being in, like, third, fourth grade, and when you liked a girl, you'd maybe tug on her pigtail or, like, you know, kick the back of her chair or whatever, just so she would, like, say, hey, stop it, you know, just so you'd get some sort of interaction with her. This guy was probably living a sheltered life where it was him and his mom, his old mom, who, like, did his laundry and still, like, made him cheese sandwiches with the crust cut off. And this is the life that he lived. He had never had any interaction. He was probably homeschooled. And this is how he thought, you know, he took it to the next level. Instead of leaving, like, a spit wad on her desk, he shot his load in her coffee cup.
But, I mean, the I just wanted her to notice me thing, that speaks volumes. I mean, they had never really talked. She probably didn't even know he worked there.
It just, you know, you tell that to the police, what you think they're going to say? Aww, that is so sweet. So charges cute. Dropped.
I know true love when I see it, and that transcends all laws.
Let's get these two crazy kids together.
$50 say that, you know, he was doing it this the entire time, not getting caught. And one day he was like, you know what? I think it's time I tell my secret lover who her phantom is. I am the taste within your coffee. When you sit down, I am the skush beneath your boots.
Travis?
Yeah.
I do have the your late night drunken demos.
I
pulled the audio.
Oh.
So I thought I'd give people a little tease.
Those are very rough cuts.
Yeah, they're rough cuts. By no means is this the final draft, guys.
No. This is spitballing. It's a musical brainstorming, if you will.
Yeah. So, Travis has been, and they're very sweetly, hushedly recorded, I think probably like in the next room.
In the garage quietly because the kids were still awake.
Yeah, he snuck down to the garage to record these into his phone microphone. And throughout the day, I'm getting these on my phone and I'm listening to them. I'm like, oh, these are just lovely.
He should have just told his kids that daddy's listening to his NWA records.
No, they're cool with that. I just don't want him to hear daddy's singing about semen.
But we're gonna get some people together, and we're gonna do this right. We're gonna have musical accompaniment. It's gonna be a whole deal. You just wait to see.
We're gonna have a big production. Yeah, absolutely. You remember, yeah, Baz Luhrmann style, like Moulin Rouge. We're getting this. We're putting it together.
Right. But I want you guys to get a taste of what's to come. So I'm just gonna play these rough cuts, and you just listen to this. And tell me what you think.
My gift is my dong.
just got the voice of an angel, doesn't
it? This one's for you.
Sounds like a Bosnian woman that just lost her kids.
Sat on the roof.
That's actually my,
drop some loads.
That was my muse.
When I see her, my heart explodes. She will love me when she tastes my load. Coffee hides my forbidden treat. When it touches her lips, she will crave my meat.
And I've just been getting these throughout the week.
This could be the sexiest Oscar Mayer commercial ever.
Well, I'm nervous, Napier, because it's getting to be about that time, you know? I mean, you know what I mean? I made a theme song.
I know.
Made a theme song for What's in Drunk's Mouth.
We put effort into this.
I know. I feel like it's getting to be about time where we should see Drunk so that we can put things in his mouth.
Maybe he's like, you know, a magical elf and we have to drink more of these crappy green apple beers and he'll appear like Gandalf. Like, ah, I heard you need more beers.
Maybe
you know,
need
that's
to go
one
stay.
Thing that I wish. I wish that Drunk would show up sometime, like, with some beers. Or, like, ice cream. Or a snack of some sort.
Or quesaritos or something.
Right. Shows up with nothing.
And asks if there's anything to eat.
Usually, yes.
And usually the answer is yes, but he'll take a look at our food and turn his nose up at it.
I'll go to Taco Bell after.
Yeah, so, I was thinking about going to the gas station,
so
too.
Is he coming? Like, I've noticed the absence. Like, you've been pimping. I mean, this is pretty...
He promised me he was coming tonight.
Okay, because I told you quarter after, and it was quarter after, I think, when I jumped on.
You're a man of your word, Travis.
I try to be as much as possible.
So I guess I'll just go ahead and talk about another thing that I hate. I was planning on doing the things that I hate later, but, I mean, we'll just get right into it.
Is this a hard,
Kickstarter
hard
at this point has jumped the shark.
Yeah.
We talked about Potato Salad Guy weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, but it's gotten worse. I sent you this the other day. The guy who is, he's going through the movie The Water Boy.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
And every time water is mentioned, he's going to edit out the word water and replace it with the word milk and make the milk boy.
And he doesn't even have to do any filming.
No, he's just going to edit out the word water and make it milk. That way Adam Sandler will be the milk boy and he will bring a thing of milk to the football games and everybody will drink milk. Who on earth would want that? Name one person who has watched the water
boy. I
want to
know what...
And has said, oh my God, this would be so much funnier if it was the milk boy instead.
Rob Schneider.
I want to know what the point of this is, Rob Schneider.
There is no point to it. But well, this guy wanted $60.
$60 is it. He only wanted $60. So why bother? You don't need that $60 fucking.
Travis,
to take your
goddamn
laptop.
Even worse news. He wanted $60 and has already earned $115.
That's bullshit. Last time I looked, it was at $15. Those
right.
Fucking idiots.
And there's still like 30 days left for him to make more money to edit out the word water and replace it with the word milk.
This asshole could sit in front of his computer with a DVD copy and use Windows Movie Maker and edit that together.
And for your $5 donation, once he's done editing out the word water and replacing it with the word milk, which, by the way, Napier, when you got here, I edited a minute of The Water Boy and just said the word milk over the word water. I'll play it. It's stupid.
Hey, milk.
I think you should play it. I haven't heard it.
Check this out.
Well, you won't hear it anyway.
Oh, fuck. That's right. Send that to me. I'm curious.
But oh my, was my little
milk
engineer about to bash one of my football players?
Well, he's bitten a cooler.
He happens to be a finely tuned athletic machine, and I ain't gonna have him hit in the head by some idiot
milk
boy.
But that's it. And for your $5 donation, when he's done editing the word milk into the water boy, he's going to email you, I guess, a pirated version of the film. How can
you fucking
do
that?
You can't distribute the movie via email to people. That's illegal.
Super sued. We should report this idiot.
That's what we need to do.
Yes,
we need to quit bitching about stuff. We need to take action because piracy is a crime. God damn it.
Mike kicks out Kickstart. We're going to do this every week. Me and you, we're going to go through Kickstarter. We're going to find shit that should be banned from Kickstarter. We're going to send reports and we're going to tell everybody the ones that we fucking tried to get banned.
Well, the other one, this one irritated me too, and this has to be against the rules too, I would imagine. This guy's a big fan of Collective Soul, the band Collective Soul.
Who is it?
Collective Soul, the band.
I saw them live. They were very nice.
I saw them too. They were okay. Apparently, you can get Collective Soul to play a private party for $160,000.
I guess they
read that online somewhere.
That seems a little high.
Hey, let's start a Kickstarter campaign and have Collective Soul play at our house. So they started a Kickstarter for $160,000. That if they make $160,000, they're assuming they can probably take that $160,000 and sway Collective Soul. They have no, I mean, it's not like it's officially sanctioned by Collective Soul. They said, yeah, raise the $160,000 and we'll come play. They're just saying, I bet we could get Collective Soul to come play our house if we made $160,000. And you, Napier, for a donation of $4,000, can get access to their house to see Collective Soul.
$4,000 is the donation price to be able to go to the Collective Soul concert?
Yes. For lesser donations...
Why don't I just go to a Collective Soul concert?
For lesser donations, they're going to set up, you know, a Skype thing or something so you could watch Collective Soul play in their house.
That's probably not okay either.
$50, this is actually Collective Soul. Who the fuck gives a shit about Collective Soul? Nobody but these people.
Collective Soul's a good band. They have some songs.
Not $160,000 worth.
I don't hate Collective Soul. I don't. I don't think I would pay $160,000 to see them play.
No.
I wouldn't pay $16 to see them play, probably.
I paid money to see them. They were part of a lineup, so I saw them as an ancillary band that I had no interest in at a rock fest.
Okay, 10% of that, $1,600. Would you pay $1,600 to have Collective Soul come play at your house?
Yes.
I would probably not because, like, you know, I have some Collective Soul and I can listen to it on my computer or my iPod. And if
that would be 1%.
Yeah, 1%.
1%.
So if I'm standing in front of them listening to a song that I already own and just be like, yeah, that's pretty much like it is on my iPod, I would probably want my grand back.
I think that if I was the 33-year-old guy that I am now, but I was single and I was in rough times with the ladies and I knew a lot of ladies my age and I could like get them all to my house by saying, you'll never fucking guess what I have going on this weekend. Collective Soul is playing in my backyard. Why don't you come and watch this badass concert?
And you can get other people to fund it
yeah.
and just like set up a Skype thing.
And then I'd have, like, that threesome that guy got stabbed over.
Right. I bet there's two chicks that would bang you if you had Collective Soul.
I fucking guarantee it. I guarantee I could find two
really
chicks that would
doubt,
have sex with me about that.
I really doubt you could get pussy from Collective Soul, because I don't think Collective Soul gets pussy from being in Collective Soul.
That's wrong.
Yeah,
I think you're
is.
Underestimating the power of Collective Soul.
Maybe. Yeah, you definitely are. You might think the same thing about Soul Asylum, but all of those bands still have ladies dropping panties over them.
The only band that I know that gets pussy is Creedence.
John Fogerty?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Creed.
No, Creed. There's no pussy in Creed.
Bad Moon on the Rise?
Yeah. That's panty dropping music.
Guys, we're going to take a break now. When we come back.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, no. It's happening. We're going to put stuff in Drunk's mouth.
Can we put stuff in imaginary Drunk's mouth if Drunk isn't here?
We'll be back What's that, Travis?
Can I tell you, I can't wait. This is the first time this game has been played since I've been on the show. I'm very excited for it. So if he doesn't show up, I'm going to be very disappointed.
He texted me 15 minutes ago and told me what road he was on. And the road that he was on is about 5 minutes from here. So I'm guessing he's going to be here any minute, right?
You would think so.
We'll be back in like 5 minutes, guys. And Drunk will be here. I'm giving you a Drunk guarantee. Look, guys.
I wouldn't put that in writing.
Not big on guarantees on the show, but I have faith. I believe. Guys, you know that list I was making of things I love?
Is Drunk on the list?
You know who likes special entertainment like that? My mom!
Hey, you. If you're looking for a political and current events podcast that takes a pox upon both their houses approach with a humorous side, join Jimmy G and Lucky Z for the Side Project Live. We'll bring you whatever the hell we want with a liberty twist. Every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on RadioVubar.com.
I'm sorry. I don't remember any of it.
You don't remember?
For you, the day Bison graced your village was the most important day of your life. But for me, it was Tuesday.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am pleased to report that our very own Drunkard STL on the Twitters has arrived.
Hello.
We are very excited. Drunk, you know, this is like your bit. This is your shining moment.
Yeah.
You know, I even made a theme song.
Oh, yeah?
I was starting to get a little scared because it was getting to be kind of late. I was starting to think, did I make this theme song for nothing?
I did text you.
Oh, I don't check my goddamn phone while I'm broadcasting. And I'm a professional.
And in my defense, I told you I was going to be out for 3 weeks and I was only out for two.
Well, yeah, but it's time.
It's time? It's time for Wrath, Dr. Napier?
No, it's time to put things in your mouth, Drunk.
Oh, right now?
And we are joined!
Are we not going to wait for Travis?
No, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay.
I mean, it's quite a build up, Drunk. This is a big deal.
It is.
I'm not just gonna start jamming shit in your mouth.
It's like the first week.
We gotta build suspense and shit.
It's like the first week of football season and whatnot.
We are not only joined by Drunkard STL, but we're joined by our contestant.
Hasn't she been a contestant a lot?
No, like once.
Just once?
Mandy was a contestant like 3 times.
Oh.
And was Shannon a contestant ever?
No.
Not sure.
Oh.
See, Drunk doesn't understand that women are different people. He just assumes they are all one woman.
We're always excited to have our number one fan, Lisa.
Number one fan.
Joining us for What's in Drunk's Mouth. Lisa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Yeah, that wasn't very enthusiastic at all.
She's been our number one fan for like 3 years now, hasn't she?
Well, I mean, my number
one
fan.
Like
I don't know about you.
Oh, I am pretty sure she likes me more than you, for sure.
Yeah.
Just because I like shoving things in your mouth.
So, Lisa, I shared with you the 3 items that we are going to put in Drunk's mouth. And the way the game works is you need to tell me, do you think Drunk is going to get the items? Or he needs to get 2 out of 3, right? To win, right?
Yes.
She needs to get 2 out of 3.
No, she needs to guess whether you're going to win.
No, she guesses on each item whether I'm going to get it right or wrong.
Lisa, predict what you think the results of What's in Drunk's Mouth will be.
I think he will get 2 out of 3.
You think he will get 2 out of 3?
Yes.
Okay. Drunk, do you think you'll get 2 out of 3?
I'm fairly confident.
This is your thing.
I'm pretty good at this
game. You have a talented mouth.
I do.
It has been established. We have done this countless times, and each time Drunk proves time and time again that he is a talented mouthsmith.
Right. And one of the ones I got wrong, I still think I got right, but...
Oh.
Well, I answered McDonald's toy, and it clearly was a McDonald's toy, but...
Nope, it wasn't.
Okay.
Oh, it was a My Little Pony, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the only one you've ever gotten wrong?
No, I've gotten more wrong than that, but...
So that's just the one that sticks in your
craw. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That one, yeah, fuck that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, be more specific. I was like,
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to give you that one. We're going to go back in time, Drunk. I'm going to go back.
That would mean any small object made of plastic is a McDonald's toy.
It was a small McDonald's-like toy.
No, they came from Walmart.
I mean, you can't say you have to guess it's a horse.
Right.
That's silly.
You didn't have
to. I'm giving Drunk that one.
Thank you. You're being a nice guy today. I like it.
You can't give him points after the game is over.
Well, I can.
This is months and months.
I absolutely can, and I just goddamn did.
That's like telling a man who punches his wife in the face that he's no longer an NFL player. That's just rude and mean.
That is rude and mean. So should I blindfold it up?
Or? Drunk it is. I believe it's time. Mm-hmm. Travis is probably still smoking. Travis, are you back?
I'm here.
You're back?
I'm here.
Are you excited, Travis?
I'm super excited.
Drunk is here.
Is this Travis's first live edition of...
Yes, this is Travis. Travis is a What's in Drunk's Mouth virgin.
Wow. And yep, I've been in chat for this shit, and this is my first time here live. I'm excited. I want to say thank you to the fans who made this happen.
You're welcome.
Really, just really excited.
Travis, would you like to throw out a prediction as well? How do you think Drunk is going to fare?
How many items? 3?
There are 3 items.
3 of 3.
In which Napier will be administering the items.
1 of 3.
One at a time, yes. He will not be putting all 3 items into Drunk's mouth.
Did he just think I'm only going to get one?
Oh, you think he's only going to get one?
Now that Napier is the one putting the stuff in his mouth, I feel like he's going to stick an extra finger maybe in there.
So it's going to be a little harder to tell. You are always the one who puts things in Drunk's mouth, aren't you? That's
because you hand them to me.
I think you did it one time, Mike.
Napier sits closer to Drunk than I do.
I have a question, though. Does Napier's fingers add, like, a special taste or a different taste to it?
It's more of like a sauce.
Oh, so I have put stuff in your mouth before?
I have before, yeah.
Who did you prefer?
To be honest with you, Paul.
You liked it better when Paul did it?
Yeah.
So let's just hit a big pause on here, and let's get Paul over there to see if he can put some in your mouth.
Yep.
His fingers will probably taste like baby diaper, right? He should be changing diapers right now.
Let's cut the bullshit, guys.
God, Mike's fucking serious. He really wants this to happen.
I want to play the What's in Drunk's Mouth theme song, and I want to start putting stuff in his mouth.
Does he get points for guessing which one of the items is actually my finger?
Drunk, yes, you don't even have your headphones on. How are you going to hear the What's in Drunk's Mouth theme song?
The headphones didn't work.
What do you mean?
I tried to put them on and didn't hear anything coming out of them.
Drunk's head
got
bigger. Hear my
goddamn theme song.
Can I tell you that there really is a theme here? I was kind of joking before, but now we were talking about a guy jizzing in a coffee cup for a lady to put it in her mouth. We were talking about a football player who punched his wife in the mouth. We're putting stuff in Drunk's mouth. I just think this is probably the most thematically cohesive episode we've ever done.
It's a very mouth-like episode.
Mm-hmm.
For the record, I'm throwing it out there. I am now wearing the headphones that Drunk just said didn't work, and they work just fine.
Well, I can hear out of these ones, so.
Okay.
Maybe after tonight's show, in order to stick with the theme, Drunk will pick up a lady and make a mouth baby in her.
Mm-hmm. Likely.
Make a mouth, baby. Drunk.
Yes, sir.
There's no time to waste. Drunk's heartbeat quickens. Despite his gentle reputation, he is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny, strong, and handsome.
So let's put things in his mouth.
I was going for like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory vibe.
I thought you were making a comment that he was so sweet you wouldn't eat him.
What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth? What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
Mike, is that you?
Thank you. You have a painful look on your face. Was that embarrassing for you, Napier? My theme song?
I gotta say, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I fucking love it. I totally heard this one. It was pretty fantastic.
I'm just listening to the bow, 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 bows. That's all I can hear.
I think Mike needs to make more random theme songs you think? Like that. That was fucking great.
Should that be today's hashtag? Is things in Drunk's mouth?
Hashtag things. Or just what's in Drunk's mouth?
Hashtag what's in Drunk's mouth.
Tonight's hashtag, folks, is what's in Drunk's mouth?
Throw out
think
ideas.
About things you'd like to shove in his mouth.
Yeah, things you would like to put in Drunk's mouth.
Brought to you.
I mean, keep it clean, guys. Don't get gross with this.
Don't tell him to put a 38 special in his mouth.
Right, right. Or big black dongs.
Yeah, or
nothing like
little
that. Come
white
on,
dongs.
Guys. Let's be adults.
There,
here.
There goes all my guesses.
Don't do anything
or
that
Asian
would embarrass
man's anus. None of that.
Don't do anything that would embarrass anus. Our sponsors.
Shit,
this drunkard's mouth brought to you by Napier's unwashed middle finger.
What? No, brought to you by Apple Orchard or Angry Orchard Ale.
Angry Orchard Hard Cider Green Apple. Maybe
sponsoring.
The red apple's better.
You gotta try the Cinefoil, man. The Cinefoil's the best.
So Napier fucked up is what you're saying.
Well, it's seasonal. It might not be out yet.
So Napier brought the beer over?
He did, yes.
Well, I would call that cider, not beer, but...
That was nice, Napier, for bringing something to the show for Mike.
And I also brought...
He brought pork chops and...
potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. We had a whole thing.
What a guy, bringing stuff to Mike's house for recording.
We played the theme song. It's time to start putting things in Drunk's mouth. Quit stalling, Napier.
For the record, my hands are in my hoodie, so I cannot...
Drunk's hands are in his hoodie.
With my hands.
Drunk is blindfolded. He is prepared. It is time for his first item.
Shall I start hard or start easy?
I want you to do whatever's in your heart.
The lady is usually telling me to start easy.
That's what's in your heart?
And this is what's in my heart.
All right, Drunk. Are you ready for your first item?
Sure.
Open your mouth. Napier is like pruning it. What are you doing?
I need a play-by-play.
He's
on,
trying
Joe
to.
Buck.
It's not dirty. I took it out of the box and put it into the gift bag.
It's not dirty, but I mean, there's like stuff
oil.
In it.
Just shove it in there.
Just shove it in his mouth, Napier.
Well, if there's stuff on it, he's going to know what it is.
Mike, play-by-play.
Drunk closed his mouth.
Yeah, no, I can't put it in.
With the item in his mouth?
No. Napier went to put the... Okay, oh, Drunk's got it in his mouth.
Kiwi.
That was quick.
Kiwi!
How did
what the hell?
How did you get that so quick?
I like kiwis.
Shit!
You don't eat them with the skin on.
I beg to
differ. You put the whole fucking kiwi in his mouth?
Napier put a kiwi in Drunk's mouth.
Like the whole kiwi? Like,
and he didn't
up?
Even bite into it. He just had it in his mouth and immediately knew what it was. Is this rigged? I told very few people what was going in Drunk's mouth.
I haven't been on Twitter in a couple days, so.
You guys have to be impressed with that, right? Napier just jammed a kiwi in his mouth and he knew what it was immediately.
I don't believe that.
I'm shocked that Drunk has had a kiwi before.
Love kiwis.
That man. He likes them.
You love them?
Love kiwi.
Drunk, I have a whole box of kiwis because I couldn't buy just one.
Sure.
I had to buy a whole box.
I will take all of them.
If you get all three, the box is yours. If you don't get all three, The box is yours.
Box is still mine. Perfect. All right.
All right, drunk.
Faith in humanity is gone now.
Are you ready
mm-hmm.
for your second item?
Absolutely.
All right, Napier. His mouth is open. Insert the second object.
Slinky.
Is it inserted? Did he just say slinky?
God damn it.
I mean, you're not even, like, making it fun. You have to, like, you have to, like, kind of, you know, think about it for a minute or something.
Was that right?
Yeah, the second item was, in fact, a slinky.
How did you get a fucking slinky in his
Napier
mouth?
Napier jammed the whole thing in his mouth. He didn't even do, like, it so that it was springy. He put it in sideways.
Travis, that's the thing.
He put the it in sideways, in Travis.
Holy shit.
And Drunk knew what it was immediately.
When he first put it in my mouth, I thought it was like a hose clamp, the one that he had the screwdriver, but then it started to fall out, so then I knew.
A whole slinky sounds fucking dangerous. This sounds very dangerous.
The only thing we can
Drunk is the
stuntman
of the show. What'd you say, Lisa? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I said the only thing we can hope for is that he accidentally swallows like, it and he gets like an accordion net going on.
It's going down the stairs in his throat.
Yep.
Well, Napier, I would venture to say that the third item going in Drunk's mouth is probably the easiest of the three.
Yeah, but it's got all the kiwi smuts on it now.
So he might think it's another kiwi, like a misshaped kiwi?
Maybe that's the trick.
Maybe that is the trick. Maybe that's what we need to do one of these times, is put two of the same thing in Drunk's mouth, and he will think there's no... He'll get up in his own head. Did I ever tell you about the time I was in the sixth grade spelling bee, and I went to the state spelling bee, and I got to, like, the sixth or seventh round, and I was first, right? And the words were getting increasingly harder. And my word was regime. R-E-G-I-M-E, right?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking to myself, there's no way it's going to be that easy. There must be a catch. And I got up in my own head. I'm thinking, they must be fucking with me somehow. Regime must be spelled some weird way because everybody else is getting way harder words. And so, like, I started adding shit, and I fucked up. And the reason I tell that story is we should go get another kiwi and try to trick Drunk.
I have a kiwi in my hands.
Okay. Drunk, are you ready for your second kiwi?
I thought you said it was going to be a bunch of pennies.
Drunk, uh-huh. It is time
no,
for your third item.
In a set.
Is your mouth
yeah,
ready?
It's in a sock.
Open your mouth.
Be ready for this thing going in your mouth. Smack a bunch of pennies.
Pink eraser.
How did he know
what
color
fuck?
It was? Napier, how did he know what color it was, Napier?
Because all erasers are like that style. Or
no, no. I shit you not, Drunk. Take your blindfold off real quick.
Hold on a second. Hold on a goddamn second.
The erasers came in a three-pack, Drunk.
Yeah.
With an orange eraser and a purple eraser. And this pink eraser. I chose the pink eraser because I am a purist.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I'm a purist, too. That's why I said pink eraser.
So my question is, Napier, had I gone with the orange eraser, would he have lost?
Well, technically, I got two out of the three still.
He probably would have said orange eraser.
Drunk's like the Rain Man of having things in his mouth.
I want to walk around my house and find more things to put in Drunk's mouth because I just feel like it can't be this easy.
For the record, too, just to sidetrack a little bit, when Mike said he was a purist, I instantly said pederast in my head.
I'm so...
Well,
Lisa guessed that Drunk would win, and Drunk did win.
Me too! I said
you
three
said
three
one out of three.
After you said Napier was putting it in his mouth, but that was a joke.
No, you can't
joke.
Go back, Travis.
Oh, no, that doesn't count.
Travis, you lose, Lisa wins.
That works every time I go to the racetrack. I just go up to the guy and tell him, no, dude, that was a joke. You don't understand.
So, wait till Mike edits this episode. He'll hear that I said 3 of 3.
Oh, okay. Oh, there'll be a stat correction later on. With asterisks.
Should we, all right. Should we make this an Olympic event? Should we get more people over here and see if they can guess what is inside their mouths?
Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe somebody needs to compete against drunk. Like, I mean, like, none of us have put stuff in our mouths, so how would we know that it's that hard?
So, like, somebody go first, and I, like, stand outside? And
yeah, like we think that drunk is really good at this, but maybe anybody could do this. Maybe it's...
Or you could also maybe have people bring items to shove in his mouth. You know what I mean? Like a potluck.
Or maybe he's just the Wayne Gretzky of things in his mouth.
You always miss the shots that you don't take.
Exactly.
That's true. Ooh. So, I mean, we can... We gotta get a guest sometime and put stuff in their mouth.
I don't think anybody wants to come over and hang out with us.
We'll just call somebody up and be like, hey, man.
Stuff still going on?
Hey, man, you want to come over and, like, we'll jam stuff in your mouth?
No, give Paul, like, another month with the kid. He'll be wanting to come over.
I guarantee you he already wants to get out of that house.
Nah, I don't know. Paul's kid is fucking chill. I don't even think I've heard that kid cry. I ain't gonna lie to you.
No, you gotta wait until it grows a little more.
Kids are awesome.
This is true.
Maybe he's got one of those shock collars that you use on the little dogs.
You're gonna shock collar your baby?
Yeah, well, you know, when he's screaming.
No, they just make them cry more.
Not if you hit him in the vocal cords.
Jesus, Napier.
I don't like that. I don't like what Napier just said.
I teach my children to be independent.
Lisa, what's going on by your house? What is all this stuff you keep posting?
Yeah, so we had like a hurricane come through.
Hurricanes can't come that far, can they?
Well, it's off the coast of Baja. So, like, you know, the big arms that a hurricane has.
What's a Baja, Napier? Do you know what that
Baja
is?
Baja in Mexico.
Is that little penis tail on Mexico.
So you know how it
that's
splits?
Not a, that's not an ocean, though, is it?
It's the Pacific Ocean, you jackass.
It's the ocean?
Yeah, there's an ocean.
Anyway.
The ocean can get to Arizona?
Kind of.
But the hurricane, the arm of the storm.
Like New Orleans.
Hurricanes
Mike.
Have arms?
Like Katrina.
But New Orleans is on the ocean.
Nope.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Kind of.
Louisiana.
Kinda.
Should we not...
I went to New Orleans. It was totally on the ocean.
On the ocean?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, it's only like a few miles in. That's
right.
That whole wall they built. And
yeah.
A little bit?
Just a little bit.
But like Arizona's like not...
Yeah, but we still get residuals from hurricanes here in St. Louis, dude.
Yeah. So it's just
a
branch of the storm
that
came through.
No, hurricanes don't come here. We're too far.
But the residual from it does.
Yeah, like all those people that had to move out from New Orleans, a bunch of them came to St. Louis.
and they're still probably there.
And they moved to Ferguson, Missouri.
Oh. It's a concentration camp now.
So you're getting hurricanes and it's all flooding and stuff?
Yeah, it's
and like
pretty
you
bad,
can't go to work, right? So you just stay home and chill?
So
what's
flooding in Arizona?
Not go to
like
work,
2 inches of rain and they'll get the trick done?
Do you guys not have sewers? You don't plan for this kind of stuff, do you?
We don't. This is like the worst rain we've gotten in 100 years. So.
And it rained an inch and a quarter.
Woo!
No, it came down 4 inches in like 7 hours.
Do you have basements in Arizona?
Not
Brian
not
Kranz
usually.
In the chat is agreeing with me that New Orleans is right on the Gulf.
He was there. He went down right after Katrina. So I believe
so,
him.
So, I mean, you know, guys, I hate to say it, but... I'm getting, you know, support in the chat for a change.
Can we get a boom roasted?
Whoop-dee-doo.
Boom. Roasted.
Whoop-dee-doo, Basil. Whoop-dee-doo.
Great. This is going really good.
This isn't awkward at all. Hey, hurry. Let's talk about somebody's dead dogs.
You know, guys, I had a dog. I had to get rid of him. Because he wasn't good to my kids, and then we had the one dog that my kids loved, and, you know, Lyme disease, man.
Well, we have a female on the show right now, and so I have...
Lisa, what do you think about Ray Rice punching his wife in the face? Do you think that's okay?
Well,
do you think she deserved it?
I don't know. I don't know her.
She did look in the elevator like she was getting a little uppity.
Ugh, call someone uppity. I think it kind of depends. I have known many females who I think should definitely get punched in the face a few times.
But by other females, though, right?
No.
Well, what I was starting to say before I was rudely interrupted was the universe.
I'm so sorry, you're
Mike. Did I interrupt you?
I believe it was you, yes, Travis.
I apologize.
The University of Iowa has the visitor's locker room painted pink. And it's been like that for 3 decades. And they're like protesting and demonstrating outside of football games now that the locker rooms being pink is sexist and discriminatory.
Who is they? You talking about the
Protesters. They're dressing up as robots, because robots.
Of course.
So why do the blacks care if they're...
No, it's not blacks, it's...
Well, you said they.
People, like, it's probably...
There's more than one they.
Blacks.
Where did you...
They has always meant blacks on this show.
No, it hasn't. What the hell are you on about?
Like, this is like all the white people who are so mad about the Redskins being called the Redskins.
Right, it's those people.
Okay.
But it's like this symbolic gesture emasculating opponents by making their locker room pink. And so people are saying that, you know, oh my God, you're saying that like women are inferior and that's why the locker rooms are pink. And so I wanted to ask Lisa, are you offended by the University of Iowa's 3-decade tradition of having a pink locker room?
I wouldn't be, no.
So let me ask you this. If they painted it yellow, would it piss off a bunch of Asians?
No.
What is he talking about, Napier?
I don't know.
It's got nothing to do with their skin color. It's not because all women are pink.
No, women have vaginas.
Women have pink vaginas.
Yeah, it's about
not all of them. Have you not seen my wolf pussy tweets?
What? What? What's happening, guys?
Every once in a while, I tweet out something. We call it wolf pussy.
Are there any races that have purple ones?
They do.
After I get done with them.
But they were saying that a lot of drunk tanks and jail cells use pink as it has like a calming effect. And like, you know, it soothes you. It's like, it works as like a tranquilizer. It's like there's been studies about the color pink.
I have never been in a jail cell where it was pink.
How many jail cells have you been in?
Enough. And I've also been in the jails where they made the guys wear pink.
Would we say more than or less than 4?
Let's play a game, quick. Napier.
Yes?
How many jail cells do you think Lisa's been in?
Jails or drunk tanks, because there's a difference.
Either one. Combine them.
Been
for this.
Taken to a place and put in a room.
Incarcerated.
So does going to the same jail twice count?
Yes, that's 2.
Okay.
How old is Lisa?
30-ish.
Six.
Six? Drunk.
I was gonna say 5.
Okay, Mike?
2!
I'm gonna go ahead and say 8. And this is the highest, this is the best without going over. Lisa?
8? Really?
I've met you before.
Is it 8?
Yeah, that's true. No, hold on. Let me count. No, it's 3.
Oh,
so
Mike.
I win.
Mike wins.
Mike wins.
I win.
Get all those kiwis.
Guys, I win. I win, guys.
You finally wanted something.
Woo!
This is Mike's week, everybody.
So, since I haven't really been here in a while, has a show come on after us yet, or?
We usually just do another hour.
Oh, we can just do whatever we want, huh?
We're like that Ricky Smiley guy.
Till 9:30, or when we release you.
Yeah, like the show on before us. They can go whenever.
Yeah, we just play. We'll just play a song from the 1920s. It's in its entirety.
In the chat, this Lisa chick sounds hot.
That's fair.
From Apocalypse. Hi, Apocalypse.
You should get some pictures. Follow her on Twitter, at Starry Spice.
I don't post boob shots. Stop telling people that.
So is
not always, anyway.
Those are sometimes only for feet. The DMs.
That's only for Mike.
Yep. Feet for Mike, but it's out there for you to see.
Hashtag feet pics. Hashtag feet pics.
Feet pics for Mike. Just like selfies for Dan.
The fuck? Can I get titties for Travis or something?
Right, that sounds dope.
Yeah, come on.
Drunk, I'm glad you came back. Thank you. Are you going to be back next week?
I hope so. God willing and the crick don't rise.
That's reassuring to me. That
we're relatively by two large cricks.
And he hopes so, Napier. That's yeah. I can bank on that. I can plan accordingly with I hope so.
As in you can plan on him being there 35 minutes
Once October
into the show?
Hits, I should actually start being on time, too.
I'll be goddamned.
I've at least it takes Drunk's place.
Okay, so there's probably more than likely 4 Mondays in October. Since we're playing little, you know, guess games, we're going to mark it down. This is going to be in the notes. We're going to remember this.
No,
Napier, in the 4 weeks in October, how many weeks will Drunk show up on time?
He's right here, dude.
That's fine.
The answer is 0.
I know, but you don't say
it. I mean, that's the only answer. We're all going to guess 0.
But he's
well, I can guarantee at least 1 because I have a vacation day.
Did you say on time? Like, so at the beginning of the show?
When
you
the show starts,
us,
yeah. you know,
say,
when the Furnacast ends.
When my co-host Napier via Skype, Travis Hulse,
talking about
also
wheelbarrow
drunk.
Full of dicks.
When Keith David says our name, Drunk will be in the chair.
And I can guarantee at least 1 of them because I have a vacation day in October.
All right, Lisa, go.
No, I'm saying that vacation day, he will not be on time. He will be drunk before he gets there.
Okay, of 4, how many do you guess?
2.
2 of 4. That's pretty high. Wow. Okay, Napier, go.
3 of 4.
Wow.
Drunk, how many do you think you'll be there?
I believe in October I will be here on time for at least 3 episodes.
3 episodes. Oh, Napier, challenge. Mike?
0.
0 times?
0 times.
I'll go 1.
You know, I bet Lisa's been at the show more times when it starts than Drunk has.
Oh.
That's without a doubt.
Yeah.
So I won't be on the show for the next 2 weeks.
What?
Well, you're an asshole.
What the fuck, Travis?
So I hope Drunk shows up.
You didn't even submit your PTO request. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I know. I'm learning about this now.
Right.
It's on the show.
Travis is like, I got these interviews lined up for the next 2 weeks, and by the way, I won't be here.
Sorry about that. Enjoy.
24-hour cancellation period. He owes you $50.
It's 24 hours. It's how many hours are in a week?
It doesn't count since you're saying it now only because we all said it.
Well, Travis will be back in time for our big October we have planned.
I'll be on every episode in October.
So, it's going to be spooky October, man.
So yeah. When October rolls around, are we going to do a new Hollywood fantasy for October, November?
I don't know. It's going to be pretty spooky. I don't know if we're going to have time.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty spooky, Drunk.
Okay.
I don't know if Hollywood fits into our plans.
Okay.
Because it's gonna be a spooky month. That's all I'm saying.
Okie doke.
We're gonna play some Led Zeppelin backwards and hear some devil talk.
We're gonna get a Ouija board.
Yep.
Are we gonna trip some acid and watch The Wall?
Probably. I don't see why not.
We could sync up Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon.
Perfect. Done that. It's fun.
We're gonna choke Jack to pictures of NFL dudes beating their wives.
Yep, we're gonna do that. We're gonna recreate that.
Except for it's gonna be with our peeners.
Yep, it's good. Napier's going to be knocking out his new bride with his penis. It's gonna be not in an elevator, but in Mike's bathroom.
That's gonna
be nice.
Can we get some rando from Craigslist and do a bukkake session?
Yes, do that.
I'm going to get socked in the junk until I shoot strawberry cream out of me.
Cool.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well,
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend.
Hi, everybody. We're back. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, September 8th, 2014. Mike's here. He has something very important to tell all of you.
Lisa, when you're in the women's bathroom making turlet, do you find it as funny as I do when somebody comes in there and starts, like, motor shitting out the toilet? Because I think that's hilarious.
As someone who works in a 500-person call center, it's, I wouldn't say it's as funny as frightening, because you can you can hear the size of the person.
When you look, can you see their shoes? And then, like, if you hear them shitting a whole bunch, do you then go back to work and kind of look around for the same
shoes? Oh, I do that all the time.
You know who it was?
Oh, yeah.
I've been at those places, and sometimes people leave their ID badges, like, clipped to their pants, so you see them, their little name badge.
Oh, like dangling by their shoes?
Yeah, you could just, like, oh, that's Steve, and Steve's power shitting into this turlet, just making it his bitch.
I think this is a great segment. This is like the post-Ask Lisa, so I got some questions. Lisa, can I ask my fiancé to not help me cook? She's clueless and gets in my way.
Yes, you can.
What?
Just don't tell her she's clueless. And tell her you're doing something romantic and want to cook for her.
Who has a fiancé?
Thanks, Lisa. My girlfriend has been nagging me to take the password off my cell. I have nothing to hide, but I don't want to.
Nope, don't do that.
Should I? Okay, thank you. Lisa, my girlfriend says I'm lousy at opening up, but I think I'm a good communicator. What is she really looking for?
She's really looking to shove something in your butt.
Yes, let her.
The woman I'm dating.
See, that was the perfect segue to get into the questions that I wanted to ask.
Pegging?
No.
But I think Travis just barreled right through it. He didn't give me an opening at all. He just went right into the next question.
Lisa,
you knew I had an in there.
Lisa, your
Travis,
thoughts on pegging?
I
go.
I was trying to shut it down really fast.
And I thought I did, so I thought I was good.
Mike, do you have a follow-up question?
No, you continue with your line of questioning. I've obviously been...
Shut right down?
Shut right down.
Lisa, the woman I'm dating pulls me back up when I try to go down on her. Is she not into oral sex?
No, she just has a stinky vagina.
Okay, that's probably pretty legitimate. Lisa, I'm thinking about proposing to my girl on Valentine's Day. Is that a good idea?
No, too cliche.
And that wraps up Ask Lisa, unless Mike has a follow-up question.
You're a bunch of assholes.
Anything that you would like to know, any advice that you need for your life, you know, however you need to navigate things, go ahead and hashtag Ask Lisa and at mention Starry Spice.
Hashtag Ask Lisa at Starry Spice.
And at Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Can we have Detective Lisa and My Talking Vajay?
We are going to have Detective Napier and Detective Lisa team up in a future episode.
They're going to bone, right?
Of course. Yeah, they're going to.
Detective Napier's going to put it in her pooper.
Detective Napier only eats meat sandwiches made out of bacon and fat.
He's going to blow it all up in her coffee cup.
Then we're good. It's all I eat is bacon and fat.
And jizz.
And jizz.